players have the option of going to the mixed zones with players or staying for the Cuba Coach 2. We'll start with opening remarks. Steven, victory point tonight. Talk a little bit about that.
Our first half, eventful. I thought we attacked well. We put them under a lot of pressure, and the goals didn't come, and I think we began to doubt ourselves a little bit, maybe lose a little bit of discipline. I thought second half we got it right, moved the ball much more patiently, sort of try to open them up and then take your chances. So,
questions, John?
Ever been in a situation like this where the opposition only has 11 players?
No. It was strange. I think it happened in Gold Cup 2005, but they lost a few players. But I have never been in it, no.
So what did you make of this?
Wasn't my doing. we found out about it. We didn't tell the players anything, you know. And that's why I said we lost probably a little bit of our playing discipline, because we should have realized we could have just waited for the second half and then look to win the game in the second half, which we eventually did anyway, but you know what I mean.
Stephen, why did you choose not to tell the players?
Well, we looked at the lineup. It was largely their starting lineup, except I think for one player. And I thought it was better the players don't go into the game thinking, let's just kind of go helter-skelter in the first half and try to score a lot of goals, because in my experience, that's when you make the most mistakes as a team.
Stephen, did you get any official explanation for what was happening with their roster?
I could guess. but no, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Does it call into question kind of the integrity of the group? I mean, if you're Honduras right now, are you a little upset that has happened tonight here?
I couldn't answer that. I'm sure they might be, but it's not something we did.
Rudy, and then down.
Did you see what happened with Olivia's red card?
You know what? I don't understand it. It was something involved, but to give a red card for that... I don't understand it. I'll have to see it again to be fair to everybody. I don't know what really happened, but it didn't look like much.
Gavin and Christian.
Steve, what did you say to them at halftime after seeing so many chances go tonight?
Well, the one thing I didn't want to say is keep doing what you've been doing. I said to them, listen, you know, try to be a little more patient, probably move the ball from side to side a little more and see if you could pull them out and stretch them a little bit and then look to get in behind.
Stephen, two-part question. What was your decision to place them in on the left rather than the right, and how impressed and happy were you with your wide players, particularly your fullbacks, and switching plays to the wide area?
Well, it was something that we did in practice to change things up a bit. What we really wanted was Simeon coming in on his right foot and finishing, or trying to finish, or to thread some balls. But I thought the fullbacks were fantastic tonight, getting into good positions. They could have varied their crosses a little bit. There was a lot of crosses in the air, and they could have hit some along the ground. But the fullbacks were very good tonight, and the space made for them by the two wide players was sort of a good working relationship.
Neil, then Anthony, then Peter.
Stephen, I know you don't know what's happening in the game that's playing right now, but you
won. It's playing in a couple hours, I think. It's going to kick off now, half hour.
You won, you scored goals. Are you where you need to be? Have you put yourself in the right position for that final game?
I would have liked to score six. But, I mean, to be honest, we scored some goals, we won the game, right? And really and truly, I told the players, look, our objective should be to win the game, and what happens happens, you know. And we did that. We scored some goals, and I'll take it.
Thanks,
Stephen. David Edgar, solid game. Point 1, point 2. Will Johnson, when he came off, was really, really ticked off. What happened there?
I think he was ticked off that he missed those chances. He's a very competitive guy, and in a game like that, where he had a couple of good chances. I think he was more upset with himself than anything else, you know.
EJ?
Coach, you wanted the players to focus just on this game. You stressed Cuba. Were you pleased with sort of their mental approach going into this game and not looking ahead to the Honduras game?
Yeah, I thought we played some good stuff tonight. Created a lot of chances, more than I've ever seen. I don't think I've been involved in a game with a Canada team that we've had that many chances, especially in the first half. But I thought we got carried away. You know, we got a little bit carried away, lost our shape a bit. But overall, yeah, I'm happy.
John?
With OCN suspended, is there any chance, I'm not even sure, are you allowed to bring in another player as a replacement?
Yes. But it's going to be tight. It's going to be really tight to try and get somebody in.
Any thoughts immediately about who it might be?
Well, I talked it over with my assistant, and we'll see. We'll see what we can do.
The back.
Are you concerned after a game like this where it really has most of the possession and most of the chances, then going into a game against Honduras where the mindset is completely different? Is there any concern on your part as a result of this style of game?
No, I don't think so. The players know they're going away from home. We always knew that it would probably come down to the Honduras game. So, you know, we have some days to do a little practice session, a little bit of discussion on our approach, and hopefully we'll get it right.
Good. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.